the numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We were discussing the Inflation Reduction Act that passed in the Senate and has Democrats taking out the confetti, the noisemakers. They're thrilled about this. Well, some of them are thrilled. And that actually brings me to a point that I forgot to mention in the first hour. A lot of this is going towards climate change, whatever that means to you. You just write it in and it will appear. Whatever you want it to be, that's what it will go towards. I'm sure it's going to go towards batteries, heat pumps, solar panels. What else am I missing? Oh, tax incentives for people who buy electric vehicles, all that good stuff. Now, if you're hearing that and you're thinking, I don't know if that's really going to work out, or, you know, maybe you're even thinking, hey, at least the crazy climate people will be happy. You know what I would say to that? Fact check, false. Fact check, wrong. What's one thing, Jared, we've learned about the climate activists?
They are never satisfied.
You know what we call that in the Curley household? Malcontents. You know, it's like that person you knew in school who, no matter what, was always miserable. Those are the climate activists. And no matter what you give them, no matter how many billions or trillions or panels or whatever, Teslas or soybean burgers you give them, they're always going to accuse you of just partaking in the blah, blah, blah. It's not enough. It's an army of Greta Thunbergs, and there's not enough you can give them to satisfy them, okay? They are never going to be happy. And a perfect example is actually from the LA Times. And I don't read the LA Times, which I know will come as a shock to my listeners, but Red State keeps up with them, and Red State has a piece, "Now they want more. LA Times urges Biden to declare a climate emergency." Now, this is a little excerpt from the LA Times. "With congressional action now looking more likely," that would be the Inflation Reduction Act, "will Biden's promise to confront the climate crisis with presidential proclamations, executive orders, and regulatory power go unfulfilled? Let's hope not. The threat now is so dire that we need Biden to deliver on his pledge. That means using every executive and administrative power legally available to him to protect Americans from climate-fueled disasters, boost renewable energies, and shift away from fossil fuels. And because declaring a national emergency would unlock additional tools and resources, he should do it." In other words, yeah, the $369 billion is okay, but we're still not happy. These are the people that found out that this bill was going to be passed, and they still showed up to the congressional baseball game to do their lame-ass chance. Joe Manchin's not... bill is not enough. They can't even get the rhythm down. And I'm telling you, you know what it is, Jared? The lack of energy, low energy.
From not eating meat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's Bill Clinton. I mean, sometimes you need a burger. Sometimes you need that red meat. But they're not happy, and they're never going to be. They're never going to be. But we'll just keep throwing money at them for their pipe dreams so that we can appear as though, what, we're the wokest country of all? Meanwhile, China's like, that's awesome, guys. Keep it up. Keep it up. We love it. We're not going to do it here, but you guys are, it looks great on you. It looks great on you. It's not really for me, not really my cup of tea, but man, do I think it looks great on you. Keep that up. Now, in Powerline, John Hinderacher has a piece, "The Coming War on Agriculture." Global warming religion is international. The first target will be nitrogen-based fertilizers, which are a principal foundation of the world's agricultural productivity. Without fertilizers, the world will go hungry. That leads to target number two, animals, especially cows. Have we heard from the cows about this Inflation Reduction Act? Because you know what it is. It's a cow reduction act, really, when you boil it down. I don't think they'll be too happy about this. Move over, cows. It's looking tough for you. By far the largest crop in the U.S. is corn. Do you like corn, Jared? I've never asked you that.
I do enjoy corn, yes. Cob, canned, steamed, creamed. I feel like I'm doing the, what's his, Bubba from Forrest Gump now. Yeah. But yes, I enjoy all forms of corn.
Good. Okay, then you'll appreciate this story. By far the largest crop in the U.S. is corn, and that corn is fed to cows and pigs to produce steaks, ground beef, bacon, pork chops. Yum. Liberals will argue that this is inefficient. People should live on vegetables and insects, and animal husbandry should be phased out. The fact that cattle also emit methane, primarily by eating cud, makes their decline an added bonus from a global warming perspective. I'm not looking forward to this. Like, I'm not looking forward to a tofu bean burger in every pot. I liked a chicken in every pot, and that didn't even work out for us. You know, thanks a lot, Hoover. That wasn't a great move. But a bean tofu burger in every pot so that the climate activists can feel like they're doing something. And you know what it is? And in the same piece, I love that Hinderacher mentions this because I think he's dead on. He talks about how, I think it's this piece that I read it in, that people who buy into this, the reason behind it is that they don't have any sort of meaning in their life. Yeah. Okay, here we go. It says, but it lives on as a religion for those seeking meaning in their lives. And this is all basically therapy for liberals.
That is 100% accurate.
Did we spend enough on the solar panels to make you feel good for the day until tomorrow when you figure out something else to be sad about? It's really pathetic. And even Bernie Sanders, who you'd think, he's the typical climate activist who's never happy. He's always frowning on his private jet. That's what I heard.
Blah, 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 blah.
You ever see him walking into his private jet? He's always, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Well, he's just so upset about all the polluting he has to do in order to
fight the polluting.
The polluting.
Yeah,
it's the main part of fighting.
You know what,
climate.
Jared? You got to make pollution to save pollution. Or you got to cause pollution to make pollution. I don't know. Someone get Bernie on the phone.
How can we reduce pollution if it's not there in the first place?
Do you think it's the pollution that gets him down, or is it the amount of deodorants on the store shelves?
Well, the deodorant is always a burning bugaboo in the back of his mind.
Feel the burn of the deodorants.
He can be seen walking around Vermont, snacking on cheese, and Ben and Jerry's muttering, "Now those deodorants, all these deodorants,
Too many shoes, too many deodorants. Wait till he sees like the celebrity makeup lines. There's three new celebrity makeup lines every single day. And I keep saying, how many of these do we need? Ariana Grande's got one. Selena Gomez has got one. I haven't heard Bernie say one thing about that. And in fact, on a day or a week like this week, where he should be as happy as he possibly can be, I don't think I've ever seen Bernie at like his peak happiness. So I don't know what it looks like.
The closest was shirtless Bernie singing in the Soviet Union in the 80s. There he seemed happy.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. It's been a while.
And he was a spry man of 70 back then.
I thought this was going to be the thing, Jared, to make him smile. And instead, this is what he had to say. Cut 9.
I want to take a moment to say a few words about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that we are debating this evening. And I say so-called, by the way, because according to the CBO and other economic organizations who have studied this bill, it will, in fact, have a minimal impact on inflation.
Is he on our side on this? I'm confused.
Still votes yes.
Still votes yes. Of course. Because that's just the name of the bill. You know, who really cares about the name of the bill? I think the Democrats should get so crafty with these names. I think they should start naming it like, if you don't vote for this, you are a racist bill. Because that's essentially what all these names are. They're just tricks, you know? It's just semantics. We're going to name it something. Do you love America? Act? And if you don't vote for it, they're like, Putin's puppet. Putin's puppet. You support Russia, don't you? It's absolutely absurd. And so we have Bernie, and we also have Chris Coons. And Chris Coons, Democrat, he said this about the Inflation Reduction Act. Cut eight.
You call the bill the Inflation Reduction Act, but the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the bill is going to have a negligible effect on inflation this year, barely any impact in 2023, between 0.1% lower and 0.1% higher. So is it really fair to call it the Inflation Reduction Act?
Yes, it is, George. This is going to reduce the costs that hit American families in their pocketbook.
But it's not. That's what he just said. He said it's not. And also, you know, they keep saying it's going to have a minimal effect, Jared. I say that's best case scenario. It has a minimal effect. I say if this has a minimal effect on inflation, I'm considering all of us in the green. I'm going to say, you know what? It could have been a lot worse.
Well, it may have a minimal effect on inflation to the point where the dollar has already lost 98% of its value. This will just push it right over the top. So it'll be your money will be literally worth nothing. So there is no inflation if your money isn't worth anything. Doesn't count, right? It zeros out. That's economics.
Ooh, you're like a philosopher.
I should
write a book.
I'm the 18th Nobel laureate, the secret one.
You need to write a leather-bound book, Jared, and then we can give it to Joe Biden, and he can carry it around in his thick briefcase as he mutters to himself. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation and interest rates and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground a lot longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. So if you plan to divest your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. So don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In the J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. So for over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or just go to jjmanning.com. That is 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. We have a lot more sound I want to get to. We are going to play Nancy Pelosi in this hour. This is becoming like a running gag now. Maybe we just won't. Maybe we won't play it for the whole show. And I also, I really want to play Chris Christie on with the serious people doing the weekend shows because I love how it's like they need Good Will Hunting to come in and break down this equation on a whiteboard to explain to them why Americans aren't happy. They can't figure it out. They've got equations floating around in their heads going, why aren't people happy? What is this? What is the secret to happiness? Because this all sounds pretty good to us. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. Stay on the lines. We'll be right back. It's the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Christie was on ABC this week, this weekend, and Jonathan Karl, who I refer to as serious person number one, was breaking down how Joe Biden's on a roll.
Serious people.
Would you describe Joe Biden as being on a roll right now? Go ahead, Jared. You look like you have something to say here.
Maybe he's on a roll down a flight of stairs, but other than that, no.
Yeah, I don't think legislatively these are, you know, they keep saying these are big wins. These are the biggest wins since LBJ. You know, he's the most legislatively successful president since LBJ. And yet, his approval rating's still in the tank. People, I think the number now is like 69% of people think that the economy is going in the wrong direction. Or, you know what, it's above 60. How about I say that? Like the last report we were reading, which I believe was from NPR. So a lot of people aren't happy with it. And the eggheads on our television who no one's watching. So keep that in mind. That always brings my blood pressure down when I remember that no one is watching this except for maybe Jared and Taylor. Okay. And for that, we owe them so much.
And I only watch it in sound bites.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
I can't. I used to watch This Week, and oh my God, I just can't. It's like it had entertainment value. Now it's just terrible.
It's terrible. And so Chris Christie is trying to explain to Jonathan Carl. He's trying to get him to, you know, walk in the shoes of a non-DC Beltway hack. And I talk about this sometimes about getting in the mind of a liberal. Like, I always compare it to when you watch those true crimes and the detectives are like, you got to get in the mind of the killer. I try to get in the mind of the liberal and say, you know, what is their rationale here? Well, Jonathan Carl and Chuck Todd and all these people, Paul Krugman, all these beautiful, Jennifer Rubin, all these beautiful people who live in D.C. or live in New York City and live in these big apartments and they're keyboard warriors and they have Ukraine in their icons, their Facebook pages, and they virtue signal and they drink white wine and they're just fabulous, fabulous people. They need to get into the minds of the average American and they can't. It's so unfathomable to them to try to pretend to understand what regular people are feeling. There's such a disconnect. So let's take Chris Christie, Cut 11.
If you look at our new poll, I mean, he's getting credit for almost nothing. He's on a roll. I mean, there's no question that Joe Biden is on a roll legislatively on the national security front, but he's getting no credit for it. And look, inflation is, you know, still a factor. Gas prices are actually coming down and have been coming down for almost 2 months. The unemployment numbers are remarkable. Not only the unemployment numbers, but wage growth continues to rise. It's just not keeping pace with inflation.
It's an inside Washington roll, George.
When I think
it's an inside Washington roll. Like, you know, they won on the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a ridiculous name, as you pointed out in the interview, but they won on that. They got Democrats to actually vote for a Democrat bill. What are we going to do? Like, drop the confetti at the White House? I mean, this is ridiculous. It's an inside Washington role. The people in the rest of the country are saying, wait a second, I'm still paying much more for gas than I should. I'm still paying much more to cool my house. I can't get groceries on the table, and I'm worried about the future.
Republican talking points, Chris. I don't like the sound of that one bit. Yeah, you should be dropping the confetti. Actually, you know what? Whenever I hear these like bow-tied best and brightest trying to explain away Joe's problems, they're getting really angry for him. You know, they're defensive for Joe because that's their hero. They sold their souls so that he could become president. They dispensed with any sort of credibility they had. And trust me, it was at a minimum anyway. And they got rid of it all so they could push this pudding-eating old man into the White House. And now they don't understand why people don't like him after they told them specifically to like him. They can't figure that out. And I would like you to play me. I'm gonna help Jonathan Carl out here because I feel the same way. Jared, could you play me the smallest violin, please? Because I'm about to get emotional up in here. Joe Biden is on a roll. He has gone 2 weeks without tripping up the stairs. He walked out to the helicopter yesterday after a negative COVID test, and he actually gave the reporters a thumbs up to one of their questions. Dr. B has been going around the country explaining how great her husband is, and you guys still don't like him? What more is he supposed to do? I don't understand. I'm so sorry, Jonathan. Someone send Jonathan Carl some flowers. I'm heartbroken for him. Zebra, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, let's all cry a river for the people lining their pockets with our money. Not so much here. Hey, I just had a comment on the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm sick and tired of their double names, but it's all phony. I wonder where the money's going to go. For these environmentalists, I'll machine gun it real quick. If we all became vegetarians, we'd starve because animals are storage facilities for protein. We can't all eat vegetarian. There's not enough farmland. So that's the way it works. I think I'm going to a commercial.
Yeah, Zebra, you can hang on if you want to. I don't think Bill Gates would agree with you on that. You better get ready to have your bean burgers. 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls like Zebra when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Strong jobs numbers this week, but President Biden and the Democrats still facing voters who are quite sour on the economy.
Yeah, George, no meaningful approval rating increase for Joe Biden across the board or on a range of issues. He is still stuck in some low numbers. And get this, 69% of Americans still think the economy is getting worse, despite the drop in gas prices, despite those positive economic numbers. And we're seeing that spill over into voter enthusiasm. Republicans more likely to say that they are ready and eager to go vote than Democrats. And those numbers have not changed, George, for months now.
Get this. I love how he says, get this, George. Hold on to your hat, George. You're not going to believe this. People still think the economy sucks, even though the media is hailing Joe Biden for this historic win. By the way, just an update for anyone who's keeping track of Joe Biden's schedule. It's usually pretty easy to keep track. He's in a basement somewhere talking to people virtually on Zoom about what he has no idea. But there's a little mix-up for you. I know that we saw him today heading to Rehoboth, or yesterday. He got a clean bill of health, and he was skipping over to the helicopter. We should talk about the way he walks over there, because it is bizarre. Very unsteady on his feet. But he was on his way to Delaware, and it just came out, Miranda Devine just tweeted, and I'm just going based off her information, that Biden is heading on a vacation. He's going to Kiowa Island in South Carolina for a week-long vacation starting Wednesday.
Ooh, well earned.
Well, you sound sour. What are you, one of those sour voters who doesn't think he's doing a good job?
Hey, listen, like Chris Christie told us, he got Democrats to pass a Democrat bill on a party line. If anybody's earned a vacation, it's this guy.
Yeah, he's earned a vacation, but he's also earned confetti. And I just hope that the people who are greeting him when he gets off of Air Force One, have confetti, but just give him a heads up that it's coming, because you don't want him to get startled and then, you know, the stairs.
Fall up the stairs.
Yeah, the stairs aren't a good thing. So maybe take it easy on the confetti. On second thought, no confetti.
He was walking down the stairs and still managed to fall up the stairs. The guy could do anything.
You know what? You know what? I've rethought it. No confetti. We don't want confetti for Joe. Yeah, so he's heading to Kiowa Island. Like Jared said, it's a well-deserved break for him. He is exhausted from all of this work that he has been doing. You know, people assume that it's easy destroying the country, but to do it this quickly, that takes a little bit of elbow grease. That's putting in the extra time. And Jill, Dr. B, has told us that he works, is it 22, 23 hours a day? And so hopefully he'll take some time on this vacation to relax, maybe take a cat nap. And beyond that, we're going to talk in this segment, and we're taking calls for this whole hour. It's 844-500-4242. We are going to talk about the tax part of this, because they keep promising us that you won't pay any taxes on this because of this Inflation Reduction Act. There aren't going to be new taxes on anyone who's making less than $400,000 a year. Now, of course, people who are old enough to remember the Affordable Care Act might say, well, I was told that if I liked my doctor, I could keep my doctor, by Joe Biden's former BFF, sophisticated former President Barack Obama. And that didn't end up being true. Well, if you have that skepticism, if you're a cynic like that, you might be onto something, because in The Federalist, Chris Jacobs has a really good piece, and I will get to that in a minute. But I feel like I've teased it long enough, Jared. Don't you think?
Yes.
I was saving it, because this is one of those sound cuts where I don't really need to explain all that much. You just play it, and here we go. This is Nancy Pelosi. Now, she caused such a stir with her trip to Taiwan, and she delivered a little bit of wisdom. You know, sometimes we forget, Jared, that she's a master legislator, you know, that she is a boss woman, that she is wise beyond her years, and she's 80 years old, so she has a lot of years behind her, but she's wise even beyond that. But when she was talking about China, she reminded us all, you know, she showed up to show out. She said, you all think that I'm just here, you know, getting things done, getting photographed in my pink power suit. No, I'm going to drop some truth bombs on you. This is Nancy Pelosi, Cut 18.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach, if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
Now, I know that people, that some officials in China were upset with her trip to Taiwan, but and I don't want to... I don't want to rush to judgment. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth here. Okay? Because I don't know what they're feeling in China. But I have to assume that that smoothed things over, right? I have to assume that that was the thing that brought everybody together. No?
To quote the great Tom Waits, digging all the way to China with a silver spoon.
I just...
Can I just... You know what? It's cringeworthy, and I came up with a new sounder because anytime... I'm sorry, I should actually play our original sounder anytime something like this comes up.
Racism, racism.
Not really racist, but it's a little racist. So we all know Dr. Jill had her breakfast tacos guffaw, shall we say. And so this is now...
Tacos!
Yeah.
That is now our insensitive cultural comment alert tone.
I've said this before. When I first started this show, I would talk to Howie sometimes. I'm very open about things I know, things I don't know. And I try to go to people who I think know more about certain issues than I do. And I would go to Howie and I would say, I don't understand all this. I don't understand. And every day it's like, you got to be an expert in all these different things. And Howie would say to me, you don't have to know everything. You know, you just have to be honest. And then I see cuts like this and I go, I shouldn't be that worried. You know, this woman's getting on the cover of Rolling Stone. She's like the number one biggest female leader in the Democrat Party. And this is what she's coming up with is that I used to be told that I would, if I could dig a hole to China, is that what was that supposed to do?
I mean, I know they're firing rockets on all places and you know, sanctioning me like crazy. But hey, when I was a girl, I tried digging there, so I don't know what the problem is, guys. This sounds like a you thing, China.
Yeah, maybe someone should say to Nancy Pelosi, the master legislator, and I'm sure she has a thin skin like everybody else, but maybe someone should pull her aside and say, hey, ma'am, that was awesome, but maybe next time we leave out the beach stories from 1910 when you were a girl. Like, we don't need that. I don't think that moved the needle as far as China's concerned. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Who knows? Like, maybe the Chinese leaders watch that cut and they go, oh, my God. Guys, you know what? You know how we deleted the meetings with John Kerry about climate change? We deleted that off the Google calendar. What the hell? Put it back on, damn it. She just changed our minds.
You know, guys, that's such a great story. Free the Uyghurs. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Nancy Pelosi, what can't she do? It's kumbaya. She's solving the world's problems one step at a time. Wayne, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, Grace. Four quick points for discussion. Those splash pads in Boston, every time I see news clips of those, there's like four kids swimming in 8,000 gallons of water, and we're in a water shortage. Second point, Inflation Reduction Act separated at birth with Affordable Care Act. Thirdly, I saw Senator Markey's press conference today. Oh, my God. One of the speakers, Grace, we have the technology to reverse climate change. Okay. And then finally, I came up with a new phrase for liberals, and I would love you to use this, irreparable insanity.
Yeah, no, I like all of those points. I didn't know Mr. Frosty had a conference today. Wayne, can I ask you a question? Was he happy in the conference? Was he celebrating?
Oh, he's always the same. But the mayor, is that Wu?
Yes, Mayor Wu.
Was there too? Yeah, so all of, you know, electric vehicles and electric and solar panels and... Between me, you, and the lamppost, don't 95% of our carbon emissions get swept over 100,000 square miles of the Atlantic Ocean? It's like, why is Boston even bothering? I don't get it. I'm just really ticked at the irreparable insanity. insanity.
It is.
The Democrats today.
It is. It's completely nutty. And, you know, we are trying to do all of these things where we're trying to make all of the greenies' climate change dreams come true. And in the meantime, China is not really changing up anything. So we're trying to meet these goals that are impossible to meet. Like, we'd have to destroy our economy. We're halfway there, though. That's the good news. We are halfway there. But we'd have to destroy this country to try to meet these bananas goals. And meanwhile, China, as I've said a million times, China's like, yeah, keep it up, guys. Really good stuff. And stay on TikTok. Keep putting all your information on TikTok and keep up, you know, buying solar panels from us and buying chips from us and destroying your energy independence. That all sounds great. We support that. So this is tackling climate change. They love to tackle things. They tackle climate change. They tackle inflation. So much tackling going on with the Democrats. More than $300 billion would be invested in energy and climate reform. The bill has support from many environmental and climate activists. I should add in here, for now, until 5 minutes from now when they decide that they don't like this anymore, but is short of the $555 billion that Democrats had originally called for. Wah, wah. Oh no, we only got $369 billion. We didn't get the $555 billion. How many windmills will have to not be put up because of this lack of funding? This portion of the bill takes on transportation and electricity generation, and it includes $60 billion for growing renewable energy infrastructure and manufacturing, like solar panels and wind turbines. It also includes several tax credits for individuals on things like electric vehicles. Someone should tell Stephen Colbert. This is great news for him. The bill would, according to Democrats, that's kind of a key part of this. According to Democrats. That could be the name of a book. According to Democrats.
In their very strong opinions.
The world according to Democrats. The bill would lower greenhouse gas emissions by 40% based on 2005 levels. By the end of the decade. By the end of the decade, Jared. By the end of the decade. And you thought we had nothing to look forward to.
It is going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 40% based on the figures of 17 years ago.
Correct.
So in 17 years, we have not produced any more
emissions
for them to
find
this.
Why are you getting so caught up?
The planet, Grace.
You're getting caught up in the fuzzy math. You know what, Jared? You know what AOC once told me? You're missing the forest for the trees. That's what you're really doing. And in the process of missing the forest for the trees, you're cutting down all the trees because you are a credulous Boother Rube.
That cobalt for those batteries ain't going to mine itself.
Well, Jesse Jenkins from Princeton University, okay, this is what he had to say. It puts us within a close enough distance that further executive action, state and local government efforts, and private sector leadership could plausibly get us across the finish line by 2030. Wait, I have to read that again. That's a whopper. That's a whopper of a sentence.
Is this the Heim Bloom plan?
So you think this is all bad news, but Jesse Jenkins is here to tell you the good news. I think he's trying. This is supposed to be optimistic for people. So for people who are tearing their hair out and saying, holy crap, we're in a recession. Are we on the cusp? I can't remember. Someone asked Merriam-Webster. For people who are tearing their hair out about this, they hear from Jesse Jenkins from Princeton University, who leads the REPEAT project analyzing the impact of government climate actions, which I'm also sure, like the other one, is totally nonpartisan. It puts us within a close enough distance that further executive action, that's one thing we need. The $369 billion, you know what we say about that, Jared? It's a start. It's a start, okay? Further executive action, one. State and local government efforts, two. And private sector leadership, three. That means all those emails you get about, we're changing our roof to be more global warming friendly. We're putting solar panels in our kitchen, in our smoothie room, that no one comes to anymore because they're all working from home. All of that, if we do all of that nonsense, it could plausibly get us across the finish line by 2030. And you like to tell me, all you listeners, that there's no good news out there. Well, don't you feel silly. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter's. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. Not to mention the price of oil quadrupled. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw a big boom for their gold. It rose over 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden is that Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. In fact, some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. So get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. They're all toasting each other as we speak. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the BBB for 22 years. And my listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to, get this, $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
DeStefano Hair Restoration's famous End of Summer Special is returning only for my listeners. This happens only once a year and will not be promoted anywhere else. Only 10 spots are available for the month of August. You can get a 1,500 graft hair transplant worth $10,000 for just $6,500. There is no better deal in New England, and DeStefano Hair Restoration is the best. I've had 3 hair transplants from DeStefano, and my own barber has told me it's the best he's ever seen. Dr. Hines will take great care of you, just as he did for me. You want the natural look, and that's what Dr. Hines will do for your hair. Visit hairman.com/Howie to take advantage of this limited special offer. Once the 10 spots are gone, this special is over. With 5 locations in New England, you are sure to find one near you. Remember, this is for procedures scheduled in the month of August, so don't delay. Again, to secure your spot, go to hairman.com/Howie and get the hair you've always wanted. The sun might be setting on summer, but HelloFresh helps me savor every last bite of the season with farm-fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes delivered to my door. Did you know that their ingredients travel from the farm to my doorstep in less than 7 days? That's why my meals always taste deliciously fresh. And HelloFresh has my back with over 55 items to choose from every week. From family-friendly and fit and wholesome to veggie, they have tasty choices that please even the pickiest eaters. And I could even swap sides and protein to truly customize my meal. Fall is right around the corner, and HelloFresh is ready with flexible options to work with my busy schedule. I can skip a trip to the grocery store and get meal staples, snacks, and more from HelloFresh Market, because saving time is what I'm all about, aren't you? Sign up today for 16 free meals across 7 boxes, plus 3 free gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16.
When it comes to retirement planning, we all have different needs. Some need help generating income, while others might need advice on paying for healthcare. But there's one issue we all need help with: taxes. Joining me now is local retirement income specialist Steve Anzoni. So, Steve, how can you help?
Well, first of all, if you don't have a plan for your taxes, I promise you that Uncle Sam does. Even though you may not be getting a regular paycheck in retirement, you're still going to owe taxes. Taxes could be one of your biggest retirement expenses. The good news is, when you meet with me, I can put together a customized plan so you can retire with more tax-free income.
Call local retirement income specialist Steve Anzoni at Fairway Financial today. His tax planning can help make your retirement more tax efficient, which means you may get to keep more of your own money. Call Steve today at 508-552-3230 or visit fairwayfinancial.net to get your copy of his latest report, 3 Ways to Control Your Tax Future. That's 508-552-3230 or online at fairwayfinancial.net.
Grace Curley, she's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What are you more excited about, 87,000 new IRS agents or energy and climate reform?
Well, just going off of Obama's IRS and how they went after the Tea Party groups and other conservative organizations, I'm not thrilled about the idea of 87,000 more IRS agents out there. So I'm going to go with the windmills.
Only 23% say energy and climate reform. 77% are excited about new IRS agents. And I actually did some number crunching on this.
Ooh, we love a little crunching of the numbers.
Break. According to the Internet Machine, your average tax lawyer is between $200 to $400 an hour, and your average IRS audit takes 5 to 6 months. So I'm working on the low end of things. A five-month audit with your tax lawyer working 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday, on your audit for 5 months at a rate of $200. Numbers aside, it comes out to $16,000. So on the very, very minimal low end of an IRS audit, the cost of fighting the audit alone is going to cost you $16,000 minimum.
Yeah, that's chump.
In addition to what you are eventually going to have to pay, and this is, again, based on the lowest possible figures.
Yeah, yeah, and for regular people, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but no, I'm
government-wise, that's nothing.
Yeah,
it's chump change.
I'm sure that's not going to be a problem for people who make under $400,000.
Yeah, no, and
per
I'm
household,
sure,
by the way, and I think it's like so that's like $200,000 a person.
And I'm sure none of these taxes that are being imposed on the billion-dollar companies, I'm sure none of that's going to get passed down to people who make less than $400,000. What do you think? It's going to be like a ripple effect? Like one thing affects the other?
And the beautiful part about all that is, so you're spending at least $16,000 on an IRS audit. You have to pay whatever you're paying at the end, but they get you on the front end because you're paying the IRS agent's salary.
Yeah, and well, I feel like you're really skeptical of these IRS agents. I do have some sound from Dick Blumenthal that we'll play in the next hour, Jared. That
man
might,
of integrity.
Yeah. It might,
and honesty.
It might put your worries at ease. You know, you might feel a little bit better once you hear from Dick. Also, we got a new segment coming up, Revenge of the Nerds, featuring Jared Diglio. He's going to walk us through this new segment and a lot more Pelosi sound to get to. The number, if you want to weigh in, is 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.